The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. Ron McDonald will not be with us today. He had a family emergency he had to take care of. He will rejoin us next Monday. I've got Paul Drockton on me with me today. Hello, Paul.
How are you doing, John?
Oh, fair to middle and mostly good. Hey.
Excellent.
Did you, by any chance, happen to see the 60 Minutes program yesterday?
What was it about?
It was Anderson Cooper. I don't know how he's gotten tied up with 60 Minutes. Isn't that CBS? I thought he was a CNN creature.
I think he is.
Well, they brought somebody up, this Greg Smith. He's a former Goldman Sachs vice president who resigned from investment banking. And then they had another gentleman on there that they don't exactly identify in this follow-up story. But said that, well, wait a minute, J.P. Morgan, or Goldman Sachs, rather, they really didn't have any complicity in this derivatives game. And, you know, it was a complicated subject, but, you know, they're one of the biggest, and I'm listening to this.
Geez.
Now, Leslie Stahl was actually conducting that segment of the interview, and I am just absolutely astounded. At which point do you think that the news media can once again do what they're supposed to do, and that's report news honestly, no matter who it hurts, what corporate interest, or are they that far gone down the road that they're not going to cut ties? So we have this kind of like this three-legged stool, and it would collapse if you'd knocked one of those legs out, because a two-legged stool, unless you're a circus act, it's hard to balance on two legs, especially on a stool if you're sitting on it. So we got the government, we got Wall Street, and we got the bankers in the cahoots with the media. And Paul, I'm. It's no wonder we've got a bunch of dumb Americans in this country, because somebody that would have said, well, I thought Goldman Sachs was complicit in this derivative game, and well, if you listen to their 60 Minutes interview yesterday with Leslie Stahl, well, geez, I guess Goldman Sachs didn't have anything to do with this.
I got to be honest with you. I'm like totally stunned.
You are.
It's like, why in the world? Well, we can think of a couple reasons why they're doing it, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, number one is to keep the American people in the dark and allow the looting of America to continue. You know, what is it about this that Americans in this country, I mean, they've gotten upset in Greece and Spain and Italy. They got upset in Ireland. They got upset in Iceland for sure, and got it so upset that they replaced the politicians that were trying to protect the bankers. But what is it about this country? Is it the fluoride in the water? Is it the television that's put them to sleep? Is it because the male testosterone level has been dropping repeatedly year after year in this country? What has happened to America?
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hey, Paul, let's have some fun. I've got the CBS interview, as I said, with Anderson Cooper, which I thought was the creation of the Communist News Network, CNN. But somehow he's just crossed the blood-brain barrier into the brainless CBS 60 Minutes. I don't know how or why, but hey, he's out there making the money. But do me a favor, just make some crib notes as we're going through this, because people have got to hear this. This guy came out, Greg Smith, former Goldman Sachs vice president, mind you, who resigned from the investment banking behemoth here. He is he's come out with a book that's hitting the bookshelves today, Why I Left Goldman Sachs, The Wall Street Story. But let's have a little bit of fun here. Take some crib notes, and we'll let this guy, 33-year-old, and what I think happened here, the 33-year-old ducked out because I think he saw the criminality in Goldman Sachs, so getting out there and professing to the public, maybe we'll have sympathy on him. I don't know, but here's the clip. Fascinating stuff. And it's going to come around here any second. There we go.
Now CNN's Anderson Cooper on assignment for 60 Minutes.
Many of us have, at some point in our lives, dreamed of quitting our jobs very loudly and telling our bosses exactly what we really think. Very few of us ever do it. But 7 months ago, a vice president at the legendary investment bank Goldman Sachs did just that, resigning in an article on the op-ed page of the New York Times. The article caused a sensation, not just because its author, Greg Smith, was saying 3.5 years after the financial crisis that the bank was headed on the wrong ethical course, but also because it's so unusual to learn anything at all about the inner workings of Goldman Sachs. When people leave Goldman, they tend to do it quietly. Though the firm's gold-plated reputation took a big hit after the 2008 financial crisis, it's still regarded as the smartest, most profitable, and politically well-connected firm on Wall Street and the toughest place to get a job. Now, on the eve of publishing a book about his experiences at Goldman, Greg Smith is talking for the first time about what led him to leave the firm and to do it in such a public way.
The story will continue in a moment.
Mm-hmm. I literally wanted to hit the board of directors over the head and say, listen, I was proud of Goldman Sachs. I worked here for a long time.
So an op-ed resignation, you hoped it would be a wake-up call?
I really did, because there are a lot of people who acknowledge these things internally, but no one is willing to say it publicly. And my view is the only way you force people to change the system is by saying something publicly.
At the time he left Goldman Sachs, Greg Smith was 33 years old and making roughly $500,000 a year as a vice president, a mid-level position in the division of Goldman Sachs that trades securities for hedge funds, pension funds, and other big investors. He'd been at the firm for about 12 years and could hardly have scripted a more dramatic exit. Integrity, it is eroding, he wrote in the New York Times. The environment now is as toxic and destructive as I have ever seen it. It makes me ill how callously people talk about ripping their clients off.
You know, this might be hard for people at Goldman Sachs to understand, but I loved the place. I put a lot of my heart and soul into it. I don't view it as a betrayal. I actually think the leaders of Goldman Sachs today don't have the long-run interests of the institution at heart.
Did anybody within the firm know you were going to be leaving?
No.
So the first time many people within Goldman Sachs learned you were leaving was when they opened up the New York Times and saw this op-ed.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of the op-ed was not to do any destruction.
I think some people aren't going to believe that. To not give notice to a company you worked for 12 years and in the most public way possible on the page of the New York Times to say that they're going against all the values that they once held, how can that not be seen as a betrayal?
Well, it's true. I mean, I think the company is going against the values it once held.
Join a culture of excellence.
With a reputation.
Yeah, they slip in little commercials here. Sorry about that, folks. There's nothing we can do about it. Okay, pop it back up.
He was selected to appear in this 2006 recruiting video in which he talked about the business principles Goldman teaches to every new employee.
One of the principles I really like is about reputation, how important our reputation is. And that really comes to integrity, how important integrity is within the firm.
Born and raised in South Africa, Smith was an economics major at Stanford University when Goldman recruited him as a summer intern in 2000 and hired him the following year. Smith rose through the ranks at a time when Goldman's revenues from trading increased fivefold in 5 years. It was the result of a boom in complex financial products and a loosening of financial regulations that enabled Goldman and other banks to vastly increase profits by doing transactions for their clients while trading with their own money as well.
Goldman Sachs and other firms on Wall Street started learning how to use the information they were getting from their clients in order to bet with their own money, at times betting against their clients. You know, that's a real change mentality from how do we do what our client wants to do, not how do we take advantage of what the client's doing to make money for ourselves.
Smith's job was to sell derivatives, not the complicated bets that nearly blew up the financial system in the collapse of 2008, but more straightforward, openly traded products like options to buy stock or commodities. The problem, he says, is that inside Goldman's offices, the promotions and big money went to people who sold complex products with unseen risks and hidden
fees. The mortgage-backed security, folks.
So what Wall Street
He's afraid to say.
They will approach one of these philanthropies or endowments or teachers' retirement pension funds in Alabama or Virginia or Oregon, and they'll say to them, we have this great product that is going to serve your needs. And it looks very alluring to these investors, but what they don't realize is that upfront, they're immediately paying the bank $2 million or $3 million because of their lack of sophistication.
So they don't say to the client, the price you're paying for us to execute this trade is $1 million?
That's a huge part of the problem. Not at all.
How can it be that the client doesn't understand what the bank is making?
These are very complicated derivative securities, which takes a PhD in physics or in engineering to understand. And there are pension funds and mutual funds that represent people's 401ks and retirement savings that are trading the most complex instruments out there without fully understanding them.
So did the people you work with want unsophisticated clients?
Getting an unsophisticated client, it was the golden prize. The quickest way to make money on Wall Street is to take the most sophisticated product and try to sell it to the least sophisticated client.
Smith says he first heard of a very sophisticated product called Abacus in 2010 when the SEC accused Goldman of misleading investors who bought it. Goldman paid a record $550 million fine to settle the charges. Goldman chairman Lloyd Blankfein was grilled about that deal and others by the Senate Subcommittee on Investigations. Committee chairman Carl Levin wanted to know why clients should trust Goldman if it was recommending they buy securities that the company was betting against.
Mortgage-backed securities.
You are betting against the very product you are selling, and you're just not troubled by it.
I'm sorry, I can't endorse your characterization.
CEO Blankfein and other Goldman executives testify that when the firm does certain types of transactions with institutional investors, it's understood that the company doesn't have the same responsibility it does when it's acting as a financial advisor.
I was flabbergasted. What I can tell you is that's not what the client is thinking. A teacher's retirement fund who's coming to Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley is thinking that Goldman Sachs is one of the biggest, smartest banks in the world. The reason I'm coming to them is to get their advice on what to do.
We wanted to hear what Goldman Sachs had to say. But after one off-camera meeting, we were told the firm wanted to see what was in Smith's book before giving an interview.
The idea behind the triangular.
So we spoke with Frank Partnoy, a highly respected professor of law and finance at the University of San Diego.
Get this guy's
stuff. Former derivative salesman himself. He told us he didn't think it was fair to single out Goldman Sachs.
If we look back and we look at Wall Street firms that were responsible for the financial crisis, the firms that in 2007 had these huge exposures to subprime mortgages, it's not Goldman Sachs.
What?
If every bank had been like Goldman Sachs, we would not have had a financial crisis.
What about in terms of ethics?
In terms of ethics, I think Goldman Sachs is regarded as among the most ethical banks. I'm not sure that says a lot on Wall Street. Wall Street ethics is a sort of oxymoron, but Goldman Sachs you can trust more than just about anyone else.
Greg Smith was a vice president, a relatively junior position at Goldman Sachs. Why do you think it got so much attention, what he did?
Because people who work at Goldman Sachs don't talk about working at Goldman Sachs.
There's like Fight Club?
It is a little bit, or maybe like the mafia, that people are reluctant to talk about what's happened there. It's a golden goose, and you don't shoot the golden goose. People there make a lot of money, and they don't want to talk about it.
Smith says he grew even more disillusioned after the Senate hearings when he and a Goldman Sachs partner met in Asia with a major client, the head of one of the biggest funds in the world.
And he looks me and a partner in the eye and says, let me be honest with you guys, we don't trust you at all. But don't worry, there's nothing to worry about. We're going to keep doing business with you because you're the biggest bank, you're the smartest, and factually we have to do business with you. Now, my jaw almost dropped because hearing from one of your biggest clients that they don't trust you when your whole mantra and reputation is built on trust, to me, it was the worst possible thing you can hear. And then I leave the meeting, and the partner from Goldman Sachs who I was with is jubilant. This is great news. The client is going to keep doing business with us because they have to.
In 2011, Smith moved to Goldman's London office. The very month, the company announced a wide-ranging effort to improve its business practices.
All right. Paul?
John, let me just give you a figure here.
Yeah.
That was reported back on April 24th. Goldman Sachs has a derivatives exposure of $44.12 trillion.
But you see, he didn't quit until the following month, it sounds like. Okay, but these are complex securities. They kept steering away from the mortgage-backed securities. All right, well, we'll compare the crib notes when we get back. I'm not going to waste anybody else's time with more of this Dumbing Down of America interview.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
He did that op-ed in the New York Times in March.
And I think the guys, I got to be honest with you, listening to what he was doing, I mean, he was running interference. So, you know, I just, this smells to me like this guy was literally controlled opposition.
Well, and, yeah, and thank you for saying that, because here's the big deflection. You know, and here's the message. You know, these complex securities, like, the general public out there isn't smart enough to figure out what the Ponzi scheme is. And once you've figured it out, we've got to bring up somebody like this guy, Greg Smith, to do the deflection. That, you know, well, we were just selling, how did he say it, complex securities to the least sophisticated investor out there.
Yeah.
Paul, I'm sorry, didn't they sell these to other banks around the world?
Well, this is what's funny about this. You know, I dare anybody to try to get a position managing a 401k program, try to get a position managing a hedge fund, try to get a position managing a private pension fund, try to get into the insurance industry managing their investments as an unsophisticated investor. Good luck with that. These people knew exactly what they were doing, and it was a combination of people controlling the pool of money, getting together with those that wanted the pool of money, and so they come up with these credit default swaps, which basically allows them to make money at the expense of your pension plan, at the expense of your retirement, at the expense of your life insurance policy, your annuities, and every other dollar out there that isn't tied down.
Well, and did they not have, back in 08, did not the bankers have emergency meetings? Did not Goldman Sachs, did not J.P. Morgan, did not the other bankers show up at a meeting in Washington, D.C. because they saw this stuff coming?
Yeah, they planned it. This is all orchestrated. I mean, hedge funds existed for one purpose, and that was to create all this debt that they could then bet against and plunder the wealth of the world. I mean, we're talking right now $2,000 trillion of derivatives exposure still outstanding. $2,000 trillion.
Our figures, and I got this from a manager from J.P. Morgan, was just as scared as everybody else was. And I had this conversation with this man myself. He was down from New York at their branch down here in Austin. Now, I didn't delve into what exactly he was doing with J.P. Morgan down here in Austin, but I told him who I was and what I had done. I told him what I knew, and he did a verification process with me. I said to him, and by the way, during this conversation, he says, our people are in New York. Half of them are betting when the market's going to drop, and the other half are betting on another date. But the important point is that they're all looking for a meltdown. They're just not satisfied as to what month or what week or what day that it's going to happen. And let me emphasize this. The reason it did not happen is because our good bud and pal, Helicopter Ben, came riding to the rescue as the head of the Federal Reserve to quantitatively ease us out of this banking crisis with, guess what, folks? More debt. Okay, that's a recipe right there for disaster. But this is a con game because they know damn right well J.P. Morgan Chase goes down, Bank of America goes down, Sachs, whoever goes down. It brings the whole damn system down. As you said, you know, hey, some of these guys are telling us we don't trust you, but we're dealing with one of the biggest banks in the world, so we're just going to keep doing it. They're going to do it because there was no other alternative than to quantitatively ease and get on the hook the taxpayer for a private corporation in this country operating, and it's called the Fed Reserve, but we weren't here just to bail them out. We were here to bail out other banks around the world, other corporations around the world, because you see, if this house of cards, that this constructive fraud that they have built, started to crumble, it would have pulled the whole damn thing down. But folks, here's a bit of good news for you. The banking system is still up and running because of one reason. They're not done stealing all that they can get.
Amen. You know, I'll tell you, John, this guy basically, he gave a confession to the American public if they were listening to it. He just obfuscated it.
Well, just a little and deflected. Of course, you know, you got to, remember what I said earlier to you? We had a conversation, folks, I said my granny used to use a pressure cooker, and man, she used to make some of the best vegetable soup on this planet. And I can remember hearing this as a kid, and one day I asked her, you know, Grandma, what's that thing sitting on your stove that sits there and goes, and all of a sudden it goes, and she says, well, Johnny, that's letting off steam. And I said, so why is it doing that? Well, if it doesn't, it'll blow up and take half my kitchen out. I go, oh, okay. So the point being here, folks, is this character, this Greg Smith, yeah, we're starting to find out who the players were. We know a lot of information of who the players are and what they have done. This is nothing but trying to control that anger that we have with this fiat currency system and these bastard bankers that have been running this worldwide and running the world into the ground. That's what we're here talking about, the destruction of our country. But where are the American people? Hell if I know. Where are you? Where are you? Have you gone completely daft? Have you given up hope to the point that you don't even want to get a little angry over this? We're talking about your survival.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AIRFUSION systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I am still in a state of disbelief here. Wasn't it the one Hanky Panky Paulson that came on board under George Bush to take up the Treasury Secretary job?
Uh-huh.
And wasn't he the one back in 08 that was on the floor of the Congress? Now, here's a... Here's the Treasury Secretary of the United States, knowing full well what's going on. But he's there to convince and to start this ball rolling. You see, the $700 billion bailout under George Bush, that wasn't, I won't say that wasn't a seminal event. It was in this regard. It started the ball rolling on the idea of the bailouts for private corporations. And make no mistake about this. The banking system, I don't care if you're talking about BIS, Bank of International Settlements, I don't care if you're talking about the World Bank, I don't care if you're talking about the Federal Reserve, RBS, or anybody else. These are private corporations for profit. Their main production is just money. And they're making money off of money, or what is now passing as money. So here comes Hanky Panky, rolls in, giving up his he worked for was it Citicorp? Yeah. And he gave up $100 million job to take the Secretary of the Treasury's job because he was what? Because he was loyal to George Bush, or he loved America, or for whatever reason he gave. He was the man that was brought in to perpetuate and pull the scam off. He was one of the major players early on. But you see, we're just so unsophisticated out here, Paul, that we don't understand all of this. These mortgage-backed securities, you know, they even made reference here as to, well, the regulations that prohibited investment banks doing what they were doing by way of Glass-Steagall was actually pulled. So it was open season.
Yeah, they basically, what they did is not only repeal Glass-Steagall, but they opened the door for banks to invest in anything they wanted. And basically, insurance companies have never really been regulated. Matter of fact, I did some research on one company in particular, and they were buying casinos. I mean, there isn't anything that these people are prohibited from investing in. And that's the person takes their money to the bank, and they say to themselves, well, you know, if I put it here, it's safe, it's secure. Because they see a physical building with a vault, not realizing that that money that you put in the bank is exposed to incredible risk. And that was shown to us through the failure of those banks that were too big to fail, and which were then given trillions of dollars in taxpayer money. And as you pointed out, I mean, the whole concept here, I mean, I just want to make sure, John, that people understand it, because it really is a very simple concept. This is how it works. I see a debt out there that I know is a bad risk. I go to an insurance company or a pension plan where my buddy works, and I say to him, you know what? I want you to bet, or I want you to insure my bet against that bond. So there's no ownership at all in the debt. So let's pretend it's a mortgage that's owned by an individual that makes $100 a week. He's in over his head. And I know it's going to fail. So I go to the insurance company, or I go to the bank, or I go to the pension plan and say, I'm going to give you $700, and I want you to insure this bond that I don't own for its full face amount, which could be $100,000, $500,000, a million, whatever it is. I know it's going to go into default. Now, who in their right mind is unsophisticated enough to not know that that's a bad bet?
Well, so here, yeah, go ahead.
So here we are. We're in 2001, 2002. Banks are giving away money to anybody that had a pulse, and you could do whatever you wanted with it. They really didn't care because they knew that they were going to get your hard assets when you defaulted on it. And then we get to right around 2007, and Greenspan comes out and talks about exuberance or an overly exuberant economy, and the Fed starts raising interest rates, which triggers default. All of a sudden, all these variable rate mortgages are adjusting. All of a sudden, banks are no longer issuing credit because they've got crap on their books. And the Fed knew what they were doing when they raised the rates. They wanted to trigger this default because they knew that they and their buddies were holding these credit default swaps that were bets against this toxic debt that they created in the first place.
I'm having an issue here trying to bring up our website. Our online page has been up and down today, so nobody panic. I don't think it's a hack job from the banks out there. Do me a favor, refresh that, because that computer has a memory. What? Oh, okay. Okay, it finally came up. Okay, all right. Well, Paul, so they're going to continue this. Now, Bernanke has already said, look, QE3 is going to happen. The interbank lending is going to be set at zero or near zero until 2015. We're going to continue doing what we're doing. Now, keep in mind what is going in out there in the real world that you and I recognized. Unemployment is continuing to climb. Okay, anybody that's plugged into the government figures, do me a favor, unplug yourself or go shoot yourself, okay? Because you're beyond help. The unemployment rate in this country right now is 23% and growing. Businesses are continuing to fail in this country. People are continuing to lose their mortgages. I don't give a damn. Now think about this one, folks. Yes, we can do refis to save your mortgages. We're going to go in and we're going to refinance your house at whatever elevated market we dreamed up a figure in the housing bubble, and ta-da, here's what your contract's worth. Okay, we're going to come in and renegotiate a loan for you to get you a lower mortgage payment per month. Does that sound good? Most people go, oh, yes, that sounds very good. But wait a minute, did they make an adjustment, a real-life adjustment, on the actual value of that property? No, probably not. We'll just throw a dart at a board, and we'll figure out where the dart is, and then we'll try to form something around that. It's an arbitrary figure. But most people are thinking, oh, well, geez, a lower mortgage payment right now would really help me out. Is it helping you out? Is the rate of inflation, all of what is going on in your real world every single day of your life, is that really going to help you once you lose your job and the system collapses? Are you going to feel better that you've got a 3% or a 4% mortgage rather than a 5, 6, 7, 8%? The end result is still the same. The bank still takes the property back. But in the meantime, you still shove payments into them. So on the books, hey, we've got a viable mortgage holder here that's still making the payments and still paying down the debt that he owes us. Is that a fair critique?
I'll tell you, let me throw a little bit more on fire here. I don't know if I really need to, but okay, so let's start out with the basic concept of the mortgage, right? I go ahead and I borrow money from my local bank. That local bank then sells that mortgage where it's bundled. If it's a traditional mortgage, it goes through Fannie Mae, which basically buys the mortgage and then resells it on the bond market. So there's actually no liability for the local bank. And in reality, the people taking the risk are the people that buy the bond. And if I stop making payments on it, that's who should get the money, is the bondholder. Now, the way it works in reality is the bank has already got paid once, and that's when they sold the loan. So they've already gotten 100% return on their investment, right, John?
That's right.
Okay, then we have the second payment, which if that debt goes into default, then we have the federal government standing by with its too-big-to-fail bailouts, giving the bank full value for these mortgages that are going into default.
Well, we're talking about the full inflated value off of that housing market bubble.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's the third thing. The local bank or whoever the bank is will then put the property out there, and they're going to go ahead and they're going to sell it at auction, which means they get a depreciated value. Let's say it's 50% of what the appraised value was. And then they're going to go to their private mortgage insurer and say, hey, you owe us the balance. So we've got another payment that they get for that failed mortgage, which comes through PMI. I mean, how many times do we have to pay for the same house here?
Well, and understand this, folks. When you go in to sign that mortgage, you make application for that mortgage and you put your John Henry on that contract. It is you that have actually created the loan. Okay? It isn't as if you walked into that bank and they said, oh, Mr. Jones, you want to buy this $200,000 house in Cincinnati, Ohio, on any street, whatever. Oh, and okay, just sign that contract. Here's your money. And bags of money magically appear on the counter, and that's what is to be paid to the mortgage note holder for you to take possession of that property and make your due diligence payments to the bankers every month. That's not what they do. When you go in to sign up for a mortgage, you're literally creating the credit line yourself. Understand that you are creating this mystical bag of money yourself. It is not the banks that is putting it up. They're just extending you the credit, and they're making full use of it. It is a promissory contract to pay that banker for that negotiated mortgage. Did they have the money for that? No, they didn't. Same thing happened when you made application for a credit card. You didn't create, and the stuff about credit scores and everything else that's now being used against you, by the way, you can't go get a job if your credit rating isn't high, because obviously you were some kind of idiot to let your score drop below some mystical, magical number, so therefore you're not employable by this corporation. We need people with high credit scores. Really? Like any of this was my fault. Okay, but say I was judicial with the use of a credit card, that I just used it in case of emergencies, which most people will tell you, that's why I have a credit card. No, you're lying. First of all, you got to be honest with yourself. You got that little card because that was your passport into consumer nirvana. In other words, if you wanted something, you didn't have the money for it to pay for it all right now, well, you know what? I can make monthly payments on this. I can do this. If I budget everything. But until such time as they start pulling little tricks like, oh, well, you sent a payment in late. You know what? We're going to have to pull you out of that and put you into a high-risk pool of higher interest. Congratulations. Your rate is now 22% or 29% or whatever the case may be. Or we're going to fine you and fee you to death. Doesn't matter. Paul, when you signed up for the credit card, the only thing that you did was authorize them to open up a credit line in your name. And you're the one that created that credit line, not the person that you made application with. They just simply took a look at you and went, okay, is this guy underwater? Does he have any assets we can go steal? I'm sorry, that we can negotiate in case he defaults on his agreements?
You know, you're right. It is. That's all it is. Now, let me throw the other log on the fire here. When I created that debt on my credit card or with my mortgage, then what Goldman Sachs was doing is they were going to their own investor pools and they were betting against that debt. They were betting that that debt would go into default. That's what that guy was trying to explain. Betting against their own investors. So they're betting against their own investment pools using these credit default swaps. So credit default swaps were not only taken out against mortgage debt, they've been taken out against corporate debt, they've been taken out against credit card debt, they've been taken out against sovereign debt, national debt, everything that's out there. So these people got paid again when that debt went into default. And so now we look at what the Fed's doing. Now the Fed, let me just share this with you. This is a direct quote. Policy known as quantitative easing, often abbreviated as QE3, entails buying $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities each month. Not mortgages. Mortgage-backed securities, again, we're talking about.
Wait a minute. Well, let's use the term that the guy that was recruited by the CIA and figured, rather, wait a minute, we don't need to bring you into the CIA. Anderson Cooper, why don't you, which his real name is Vanderbilt, why don't you go and work for CNN so we can use you as a conduit for our propaganda? But neither here nor there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. He's the one who just got married to another man, isn't he?
Well, he's the one that during the Sam Kennedy blow up at this network, his producer called me and wanted me to be on Anderson Cooper's show on CNN. I said, for what? Well, he just wants to interview. And I said, for what? I said, he's got as much information as I do. I already gave it to his people. Well, but he wants to interview. And I said, look, I said, and I chidingly said this to his producer. I said, look, if I come on the air with Anderson Cooper, I'm afraid he's going to hit on me. And she scoffed at that. And I said, you don't know he's a homosexual? I'm sorry, you didn't know that? You're his producer, you're that close to him, and you don't know that? But at any rate, I had every news media in the planet knocking on this door, and I refused every last one of them.
No, good for you, my friend. Wow. You know, I got to tell you, you look at what these people are doing, and there's absolutely no doubt about it. I mean, even this gentleman that's wrote that op-ed in New York Times, the second piece he just put out talks about the Goldman Sachs executives in Las Vegas in a hot tub with, they called it Miss Silicone. Now, once again, what are we doing here? We're changing the direction of the inquiry. We're saying this isn't about how much we stole from you.
Yeah.
This is about sex again.
Well,
so,
and he's even said that Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, he saw naked. Okay, but then in the same breath, we get him up in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee to answer questions, and why should people believe you? God, Paul, this drags my memory back to the day with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And what did the press do? Well, the president's sexual appetites don't have anything to do with his ability to be president of the United States. I'm sorry. Morality and ethics? I'm sorry, weren't you married at the time, Bill? Or was Hillary out there playing lesbian, zooming with other women at the time? I don't know. But you're telling me none of that has anything to do with who the man is.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
By the way, to be fair, to give Lloyd Blankfein's side of the argument, the reason why Mr. Smith saw Mr. Blankfein naked for an extended period of time, because after taking a shower at the gym, he was air drying.
I kid you not.
That was his response.
Well, you know what? Let's go back. I mean, I want to tie these two together, because Monica Lewinsky was a diversion.
Well, no
from
kidding.
From Chinagate, right?
Yeah.
From the fact that we were transferring missile technology to China under Clinton. through executive orders?
I did not have sex with that woman. Oh, I see. So oral sex is no longer sex, according to Bill Clinton. And then we got down, and then we had to keep playing the drama out, Paul, as to what sex is. What is? We went to that extreme, and you're exactly right. I know how the game is played. When we invaded, Iraq back in, 1991?
Mm-hmm.
3 days running, Zsa Zsa Gabor slapped a police officer. For 3 days! That's all the media was obsessed with while we were invading a country based on what kind of information? Apparently, it was kind of faulty. Sorry, I digress. Continue.
No, it's all good, because this Goldman Sachs whistleblower, the guy that we know was nothing more than controlled opposition, he spends an entire chapter in his book talking about this topless woman in a hot tub with these Goldman execs. And it's all about sex. They're just trying to distract the American public. And when you opened the show today, you brought it up. You said, what's wrong with the American public? Well, they're just totally enthralled with the sexual experience. That's the problem.
You know, this is like a bad rerun of Howard Stern. Here's a man that's old enough to be a grandfather that's still obsessed with his, as Chuck Berry once said, his ding-a-ling. Can we like get past eighth grade jibber jabber at school? Can we what was that woman's name? Joan, whatever it was. Can we talk? You know, can the American people focus on something that is pertinent, rather than just the latest skullduggery or the latest sex obsession of somebody? It's like what the American people have turned into is this obsessed little group of voyeurs, where whether it's a reality show or some dance show, yeah, I got it, Dan, or some dance show or whatever, or some football game, whatever the distraction is that somehow that this has become important in their lives. Do we need a big barometer up there to tell people that, look, here's the things that's going on, this is what you should be focusing on? Do me a favor, if you can, and I'll bet you can't do it. I don't care what package you have with cable company or what satellite company, try turning the damn thing off for a week and see if you don't start to decompress from the BS. If you think you need a fix, this is good. This is going to expose your weakness. Well, I just have to watch my reality show. I won't watch anything else. Or, I've got to watch the news. You know, I got to do that. Do you have to do any of that? Try unplugging it for 1 week. And after you start to withdraw from it, you'll understand the absurdity of how it's absolutely got you hypnotized. And I understand trying to have a little time out of the day from all the pressures that have been put on you out there from events that have totally out of your control. I get that. I understand that. Go try playing with your children. Go join your little league to go coach kids playing ball. Go do something other than watch that mind screw mechanism that is now called television. I'll bet you can't do it. I got some callers online. You've been very patient. I'll take your calls right after the top of the hour break here. Hang on. We'll be right back.
It's true.